What's up, everybody? Welcome to Just Got Laid with your girls, Lakes
and Lady. Thanks for joining us in bed just once. Like I said, now, if you want to find us, you can find us on all podcast platforms. But today we're going to talk about something a little juicy for women. I know it's juicy for women because I am one.
Exactly.
So women out there, you shoot your shot. Lakes, tell them. You
shoot your shot. I do not shoot my shot.
Why not?
Because I don't want to be shot down.
Rejection is a part of...
It is, but, you know, of course, that's not something anybody wants to go through. So I'm just afraid of that.
You're afraid of getting shot down?
Yeah.
Me, I'm not. You know why? Because nothing changed before or after.
True, but it's a little sting, you know.
Don't hurt my self-esteem at all. I'm still pretty. My bills are still paid. Hey, most of the time when I got shot down, it's mainly because it's a respectable man saying he got a woman at home. That's which I do not. I'm not mad at all.
That's what happened with me. But then I just feel crazy for even attempting.
Why you feel crazy? Dry.
Because it's not something that I usually do.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad at all. If I shoot my shot, that means I really liked you. But hey, I even respect you even more when you shoot me down because you have a girlfriend, because most of them do.
Right. Right.
So it's dope.
So speaking of that, let's talk about ways to shoot your shot. So what's your game plan with that?
Well, if I like a dude, first I look at him for a little while just to see if any other girl is around him. Because, like, you don't ever want to, like, just walk up to someone and just, like, start talking to them and be disrespectful towards anybody else. So if I see he's mostly by himself, then I'll walk up to him. And then I'll just be like, hey, are you from around here? Like, what's your name? Hit him with the line, what's your name? What's your sign? Just kidding. But I'd be like, hey, what's your name? You from here? And if they respond and if they're nice, I'll keep talking and be like, oh, okay, well, I see what you're doing. You look cute, you know, or whatever, but I can do it better. I'm just saying.
So basically, you just start a conversation.
Yep, and start flirting a little bit.
Okay. See, my problem is I'm trying to catch eye contact. I feel like if you catch my eye contact and you see, then you come over and approach.
So you want a mind reader?
No.
I just take all of that out. I'd be like, look, we grown.
You're right.
I'm going to just walk up to you and talk to you.
I'm a work in progress.
If you take it, you take it. You don't. You can throw it back.
Yeah, but I feel like I've been operating on the old school method that the man should approach the woman. But I know we're way beyond that.
Yeah, we evolved.
Yeah, so I'm going to start. I'm going to start tomorrow.
You really? Walk me through what you're going to do.
Okay, maybe I'll DM. Maybe I'll slide in the DMs.
You're going to slide in the DMs like a man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you some kudos for that.
Yeah.
So you already got somebody in mind?
I do.
Oh, snap. Now that's juicy.
That's juicy, but we'll disclose that information. Yeah.
Older or younger?
Older.
Oh, how much older?
Like, older.
Oh, we talking like P. Diddy older?
No, not quite Diddy. Not quite Diddy.
Idris Elba older.
How old is he?
Shoot, ain't him and P. Diddy the same age?
Dang. Diddy 52. Ooh. I don't think Idris is
like
that old.
He's like in his 40s.
Yet. Yeah.
Younger, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Ain't bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad. That's not bad. That's more like Usher age.
Usher.
Usher in his 40s, but he look like he in his 30s.
But then it's like when you do older, are they really on social media? Can you slide in DMs? That's more of the younger guys, you think?
No, older guys are on social media.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I might send a little good morning.
A good morning.
How you doing? I think that's effort. That's effort.
Maybe it's just because I've been doing it for a while. So me, I'm a flirt. I'm naturally flirtatious. So I'm going to just like a bunch of pictures first.
I'm flirtatious after we begin talking. Once that ice is broken, then I'm flirtatious.
No, I'm flirtatious. I'm a break the ice. I'm going to get straight to the point. I like you. There's no need to beat around the bush. There's the bush. I see the bush. I'm going to get the bush.
I'm going to be like you.
Nah, I'm going to just like some pictures. And then if he like one back, I'm like, okay, well, now it's time to slide in DMs. I'm like, hey, how are you doing today?
Oh, you know, something I do is the eyes. I'll send the eyes.
You send the eyes?
Yeah. That's a dead ringer for I'm looking at you.
It's also like, a dead ringer for I want some, too. Like, it's really? Definitely a dead ringer for that. Like, anytime I've gotten the eyes late at night, I already know what it's
about. Oh, you just taught me something because I didn't know.
Don't send the eyes. you can like send the emoji with the heart eyes, but don't send the eyes because the eyes is like, what's up?
See,
like,
I didn't know that.
It's like, hey, what you that. Up to?
Just like, you know, they say the eggplant is for penis, right?
It is.
But I actually be wanting actual eggplant.
Ew.
So now that you say that, I'm like, I've sent this and maybe they took it the wrong way.
Or maybe you just, you know, you may need to ask what you said. I'll definitely tell you. Look, let's not send that one
right,
no
okay.
More. Unless it's late night and you want out. That. Like, just don't send that one no more.
Okay.
Or it could be like a, what you got going on? But it's not like, when you send it to a dude, most of the time that's how it's taken. It's like, hey, the side eye.
Right.
Mm. But, so, me on the other hand, I'm very direct. So if I like you, I like you. Mm-hmm. I don't pretend. I don't play games. And I don't like the whole playing hard to get. Like, if I ever shot you down, I'm not playing hard to get. I literally.
You mean it.
I'm hard to get because I don't want you. Like, that's, if I liked you, I would allow you to talk to
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
If I don't, I'd be like, okay, well, you have a nice day. Friend, and they'd be like, oh, so we're friends. Look, your version of friends and my version of friends, two different versions.
Perfect segue. Levels of friends. Mm-hmm. Because this is new to me. I take terms exactly how they are. Friend. What mm-hmm. do you mean levels of friends? What are the levels?
So the levels of friends for me, like, as a millennial, there's different levels to it. So you got the friends with benefits, and then you got the friends that have been friends, but then they crossed over to having sex with each other, but they're still friends. So people still say that's friends with benefits, but some people say it's two different things. Because, like, say you have a homeboy, but you and your homeboy have been friends for years, and then all of a sudden one night y'all got drunk and had sex. So y'all are not friends with benefits, but y'all still had sex. Y'all still friends. And I was told it's two different things. Now, me, friends with benefits means someone that you call your friend, but y'all have sex. And then usually after it ends, the friendship ends
that's
too.
It. Okay.
But the other one, the friendship doesn't end.
And the other one I would highly advise against.
I advise against both of them. Because, like, to be honest with you, if they're your friend, they would never cross you that right. way. So, like, for me, even if your friend is attracted to you, they would never cross you that way. So, if your friend's shooting shots at you, it's not your friend.
Well, according to the male species, it's no way possible to just be friends with men. Which is beyond me because they have homegirls. So how is that not the same?
It's like snitching on themselves, I guess.
Right. Right. But I just don't think it's, I don't think you should have sex with friends.
I think it's more for, like you said, the male species, because they know what they think.
Right.
I don't know what you think. I'm a woman. So me, when I don't want a man, I don't want a man.
Right.
So it is what it is. But, can't speak for them. We might have to have one on here one day.
Yeah, get their perspective on that. But I kind of already know. It's, oh, no, my girl can't have no male friends. Why? Why?
Yeah, it is what it is now.
So that's the only two levels of friendship?
Yeah. There's the associates.
Okay.
That's a whole nother level. So that's like the hey, the bye, see you when they see you.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really dope. I like having those. They're like what I call the occasional friend. Mm-hmm. Like if you have that one friend you go get drunk with, even if it's a dude, or the person of the opposite sex, let's be, you know, politically correct.
Mm-hmm.
So a person of the opposite sex or a person of the same sex, associates are dope to have because you don't always have to, you know, communicate with them or hang out with them. You could just talk to them on a need to know basis.
Right.
Then the other level of friendship would be your dope friends. Like your dope,
actual
real
friends.
Like yeah. you can go cry on their sofa, hang out with them, talk to them on the phone for hours. You may not talk to them for months because sometimes, you know, you got friends that move apart. Like right. I got friends that live in Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Right.
So, but the vibe is always there.
Yeah.
So it's different levels.
So in your experience, have you had good experiences with being friends with men? Without that whole sexual aspect trying to come into play?
I've had good and bad.
Okay.
So, like, when I tell dudes, oh, let's be friends, I automatically get some dudes be like, yeah, we could be friends. I'm like, slow your roll. Let me tell you what friends with me mean. Friends with me means, hey and bye, I talk to you when I feel like it, and we don't have sex. And they'd be like, oh, I don't want to be them type of friends. And I was like, okay, cool. And I literally had one dude last week tell me, oh, I'm not friends with girls. Then why did you just say you wanted to be my friend?
Just trying to get in.
Yeah.
And when it can all be so simple, I was telling a friend of mine, like, when approaching a female, you need to say what you want. Like, say exactly what you want. If you want to be friends, okay. But if you just looking to fuck, then that's what you need to say, too. Don't sit here and say, oh, I want to be your friend, and then think that's going to change, because it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just think it's difficult being friends with men, in my experience.
It depends on the man. Mm-hmm. Like, I got a male friend. He's super dope. And, yes, I know he's probably attracted to me, and I'm never going to ask him. Don't ever ask me to do that little prank call, because it's not mm-hmm. going to happen. Because I believe that friendship, respect go both ways. He's never called me and asked me. I'm never going to prank call him and ask him. Because you got some people like, I bet you if you call him right now, I'm not going to do that. Because mm-hmm. it's a respect thing. Respect goes both ways. So if you respect your friend, you wouldn't do it either.
Right. But I feel like thinking somebody looks good and like actually being attracted to them physically or sexually is different. Because, of course, you're beautiful. You have men to be like, well, you're pretty. There's no way he doesn't want to be with you. He can think you're pretty and not want to be with you.
He can think I'm pretty and not want to be with me physically. But I do believe that's you know, like, to visualize having sex with women. Even if I am a woman and I like to say, no, my best friend. I do think that at least once or twice my best friend has thought about it. But do I ask him about it? No. Has he ever brought it up? No. Has he ever touched me inappropriately? No. Has he ever hugged me inappropriately? No. So okay. It's no need to bring it up.
Gotcha. Well, hopefully I have a better experience with that in the future.
Girl, if it happens.
If it happens.
Because they ride for you like nobody else. Like mm-hmm. my best friend, like he straight up hits me up about anything going on, like, that I don't know about male-wise. Because as a female, there's certain things I don't know about the male world.
Of course.
So, like, he'll be like, oh, I got you. Next mm-hmm. thing you know, he calling me. He's like, yeah, I heard about such and such. Just keep your nose down. Keep it down. Keep it clear. That dude ain't for you. Leave him alone. We're like, all right, thanks, friend.
Gotcha. Yeah, they're good for that. And, you know, it's honestly good to have a male perspective on things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it open. Don't be just one-sided.
I wish it wasn't one-sided, because we as women can do that, but... Mm-hmm. Some men can't. They always got to try to cross that line.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep them straight in the line. That's all you got to do. Just keep telling them you're not interested. Now, one of them, you'll find one. They never will.
Got it. Let's see. So, let's talk about when shooting your shot is disrespectful.
Okay, shooting your shot is always disrespectful if the person already told you they're not interested. Shooting your shot is always disrespectful when they have a relationship.
Or maybe it's disrespectful if they continue after you said you're not interested.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. They already told you they're not interested. There's no need to shoot it again. Just, it's shot down.
They want to have hope.
No, that's ridiculous. That's one thing I hate about my DMs when I look in there and see a person having a whole conversation with themselves.
Oh, my God.
Now, sometimes it's funny, like when I'm drunk. But other times it's annoying, like when I'm at work.
Yeah.
And it's like, bruh. I post one picture and I go on there and I look and see from months you having a whole conversation with yourself. It's like, bro, oh, if I was a man, you chose me, you would always be taken care of. That's nice. I take care of myself though. Right. And you have a nice day, sir. I don't know what to tell you. Like,
you actually respond?
No, just say it in my head. Like, I'd be like, Lord, please help him. Yeah. Just help him.
Yeah, and then you have the ones that they get real salty or disrespectful, like, for or example,
they unsend a message like, I didn't read it
the
already.
The corniest shit ever.
I be like, man, did you really unsend it? Like, I didn't read it. I read it.
It's the corniest shit ever. If you don't respond within a time frame or say what they say.
And they get upset. They be like, unsend. Bruh, I read it.
Look, I sent one to meme. Gotta be quicker than that. Already read it.
Like, y'all don't know girls preview. You know,
right? It'll come messages. Across my phone, and I see it. And I'm like,
it ain't even that. Like, Facebook got it where you could just hold it down and preview everything they sent recently. So mm-hmm. it's like, I don't have Facebook got like Apple, and I love it because it's like all I gotta do is hold it down and see what you sent. Okay, I don't even have to respond. You don't even know I looked at it. Now sometimes I'm disrespectful. I open it on purpose so that way you will stop messaging me.
Right.
But other times I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I love to send a nice little read receipt.
Oh, yeah, little read. Yeah, I read it. I keep them on. I want you to see I saw it.
But then it's the ones that's disrespectful to curse you out. Like, really, dude?
Or, like, they asked you out and you say you busy because you're trying to be nice. And right. then they go into, like, this full rant when they see you out with your family or friends. Be like, you told me you didn't have any time to go out, but I see you getting drinks. And I'm like, okay, well, sir, maybe you should take note of that. That means I didn't want to go out with you.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it was a nice way for me to shoot you down. It was nice. I'm busy. First of all, everyone knows that line is a shoot down. Like, that's a line.
What's the line?
That's a, I'm too busy. Right. I can't.
Because right you now, made time for
I,
what you want.
I got to do this. Exactly. So if a person give you that line, they're not busy, baby. It was a shot down.
Yeah, they just don't want you.
They sorry don't want to date you. Truth they hurts don't want to go out with you. But they're being nice about it. Mm-hmm. And I am busy. I stay busy. I got like 2-3 jobs sometimes. So it's cool. I'm not lying to you. What I'm saying is I'm not going to make time for you.
Right. Right. Totally feel that. But I got cursed out last week.
You got cursed out? You should have blocked him.
I mean, I honestly couldn't see his messages because we're not friends. So I happen to be on Instagram and I see, you know, oh, this notification.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, and he's just every week. And then the last message was like, well, damn, I'm just trying to speak to you. You ain't got to be like that. Sir, keep it moving the fuck on. Like, if I haven't responded, like, why are you pressed?
Nah, you don't know me. See, you better than me. I would have laughed. And I would have screenshot it.
I was like,
and I would have put up a video of me laughing and put it in the picture of my story. You know how to do that?
Yeah.
Put up a story, a video of yourself laughing, and then put the picture in the side. Yeah. I would have said, man, look at this. Look at this dude. Man, I laugh at a lot of stuff. So please don't ever think that you offended me. If you send me something like that, I'm going to laugh.
Right.
So I'm going to be like, dang. Right. I didn't even think about you. I just read this. You sent this months ago, but.
Or the whole uploading a picture thing. I did a, what is it? What's the initial post? Your main picture? Profile picture.
Profile picture.
And, you know, of course, I had a nice little plunge dress, you know, feeling myself. And he.
Did someone shoot they shot at you?
He did, but I was like, no, thank you. You know, respectfully. And he was like.
What was wrong with him?
Mm-mm. It's like, you know, no, not you. Not you.
Oh, dang.
Not
we you ain't gonna pull him out. You ain't gonna pull him out like that.
He just didn't. Mm-mm. He wasn't my type. Don't ask me what my type is because I don't know, but I know what I don't like. Does that make sense?
You don't know what your type is, but you do know what you don't like.
Yeah, like I don't discriminate, so you should know your type. But I know what I don't like for sure.
I know what my type is, a real person. Like, literally, yeah. I have dated. If like, it does not matter. People of color, people who are not of color, it does not matter to me as long as you are. Like, you just be yourself. Like, right. A lot of people think, like, I had this one dude try to holler at me at my job. First of all, I don't talk to anybody at my job, and I made that very clear. But they keep trying, and they keep, you know, doing stuff.
Yeah.
But he was like, oh, we can go to the gym together. I was like, oh, you study me. Cool that. Beans. Anyway, sir, no. The answer is no. The answer is no. Like.
Ooh, let's talk about that. So you said he studied you. He saw that you liked the gym.
Yeah,
he
went see, to work that's out. Why I don't post as much as I used to, because people study you.
Exactly, and I learned my lesson. Like, I take pride in working out early, so I would talk about it a lot at work, and it was this guy there. I was like, yeah, everybody's like, you go to the gym 4:35? Yeah. And he showed up there the next morning.
Studied you.
Scared for my life. Like, I was like, and I've been going to this gym for 3 years. It's always the same 5 people. You know what I mean?
At that time.
So
morning,
now I come and you on the treadmill after I turned you down? No, sir. So, yeah, you have to, you know, be careful with saying where you at. You got to be careful with posting your gym pictures, apparently. Don't post until you leave because niggas are weird.
Weird. People are weird. No, I ain't going to lie. But I can't stand people that study me. So I always do that. I always post after I leave.
Yeah.
And I always. And I don't never tell people what I'm doing. I tell them after I've done it.
Yeah. And on a more serious note, like, really be careful. You know, be aware of your surroundings, because it's a lot of people that don't know how to take no for an answer. So
they really don't. Yeah. And it's like, especially in our day and time, because so many females have made it very important for you to have a man by a certain time. Now, I'm not saying that's all females, because we know we're evolving, but it's still like, you know, even me, I have people in that friend group to be like, well, at least you have a man. I'd be like, girl, it's not that big. Like, I could give them to you
it's
if you want
deep.
Like, I'm about to dump them, so if you want them, you can have them.
I'm about to dump them.
Like, that literally was where I was at with the person they was talking about. I was like, I'm about to dump them.
Well, are you, did you mean that?
I was very serious. Would like you, When I dump somebody, mm-hmm. I don't care what he do after me.
Okay.
If you want him and he work for you, cool, baby. Maybe that was what he was meant for. For him to meet you through me. Go have fun.
Even if it's a friend or associate, you don't care.
Well, most of the time, like, your best friends wouldn't even be attracted to him. So it's mostly an associate. And associates be getting them, like, the, like, just angry, bitter, and upset because, oh, y'all dated the same people.
Yeah.
But you're an associate, sweetie. It's not that deep for me. Like, I remember one person was like, oh, she dealt with such and such. Did you deal with him? And I'm like, so we don't hang out like that. We just get drunk from time to time. It's cool.
Yeah. I just... Any guy that has ever tried to talk to someone in my circle or associate, he's just off limits. And that's me. I feel like it's so many in the world. Like, why?
It's over 7 billion people in this world. But yeah, but like, if I'm not that close to you, I don't include associates. You know why? Because associate is someone who is just cool with you. Like, they're cool to party with, or they're cool to like say hey and bye to.
Yeah.
But they're not your friend. Like, a lot of people associate friends and associates and put them in the same group, and they're not the same group.
Right.
Like, if I come to you and I'm sitting here talking about my best friend, I'm talking to my best friend about a situation that's going on, and that is best friend material, and then you walk into the room and all of a sudden I need to talk to her later, you are an associate. So that means that it doesn't matter what you do. If you talk to a dude I talk to, cool, I don't care, because if I'm done with him, who cares?
Right.
Or if I can't get him back, I snatch him back. It's cool. But, like, bro, it's not that big. Like, people make it big, like, oh.
And I can admit to that because my last supervisor, she tried to hook me up with her ex-husband.
Might have been good for you.
But no, like, you have to think about this. I'm listening to what you say about him. I'm listening to what you go through. You know, they had 4 kids. She was like, he was good, but they just kind of grew apart. And I think he'll be great for you. No, ma'am. Like, I just thought that would
be
weird.
A little weird, because that's your supervisor, and then he got kids with her. I don't really want to date anyone with kids anymore.
Me either.
But, you know, that's a little weird, because y'all work together. That would definitely be for me, that would be.
Yeah, and I just felt like, no, we weren't friends. No, we weren't associates. I mean, she was cool, but I just never had
that's just a weird situation. Yeah. I wouldn't have went into that. But, like, say it would have been someone else that you work with and you were just associates with them, but y'all both had, like, a mutual person. I wouldn't have told. Like, as a friend, I'd been like, shoot your shot. If he fold, he fold. That ain't got nothing to do with you. That's not his girlfriend. You don't owe her nothing. She don't owe you nothing.
Right.
And a lot of girls, we take stuff personal when it's really not that personal. Mm. Like, if he's single, don't get mad. Just move on to the next one, sweetie.
Right. If one nigga don't work, move on to the next. But I guess shooting your shot, it can be good or it can be bad. I guess it just depends on your level of interest.
Oh, it's never bad for me. I don't know what y'all talking about.
See, I want to be like you when I grow up.
Yeah, I don't care.
So what about you shoot your shot person, in person, social media? Like, how?
All of them.
Are you on dating sites?
No, I don't do dating sites. It's just because, like, I feel like it's, like I said, I like a real person. Mm-hmm. So if you show me the real you, I usually vibe with that. So on dating sites, it's so many people pretending to be something they're not. And I went on a dating site once out of bad advice, real bad advice. And it was when I first became single after being divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And, bruh. Don't do it. It's mostly just a bunch of people trying to hook up or be something they're not. Like, you'll get catfished. I didn't get catfished. It wasn't me. I never got catfished because I don't date online. So, like, as soon as I started talking to someone, I'd be like, I don't like this. Like, and he was like he would be responding and everything, like, super fast. And I get, like, me, I'm super weird. You can't be too clingy, but you can't be too distant.
Right.
You can't be, you know, too busy, but you can't be too available. So, like, for me, he wasn't that perfect mixture. He wasn't that perfect mixture. So, it was like, bro, you got to go because you texting me too much. And I'm just trying to use the bathroom and not be bothered right now.
Speaking of that, I was asking a friend yesterday, is clingy even a real thing?
It is a thing.
Or is it that you're just not that interested?
No, clingy is a thing.
Because if you like him like that.
I just answered your question. Clingy is a thing.
But if you like him, don't you want to hear from him all the time?
I've been in love with people and still wanted them to go live their own life. Missing you is a part of it for me.
I agree.
Like, if you're too available, I'd be like, well, dang, you clingy. Like, bro, just go do something. You ain't got a job or something, go do something. Like, and for me, if you're too busy, then you're too distant. Right. So, like I said, it got to be a perfect mixture. But yes, clingy is a thing. There are some men, they just want to be underneath you all the time. Clingy is a thing. That definitely is a thing. It's not anybody imagining anything. It's mm-hmm. a thing. And I seem to attract a lot of clingy men. That's why I'm very strong about it. No.
Likewise, my ex was super clingy. Like, and it was just such a turnoff. But when I look back on it, I just think, did I like him as much as he liked me? Maybe that was the issue. He never wanted to do anything outside of each other. I'm like, go hang with your friends. Go do something. Go have a life. Like, everything
does. Mommy issues?
That's a whole nother topic when it comes to men. We definitely have to talk about that. But
me, no. Like, if I tell you to go hang with your friends and you be like, I don't have any friends. Okay, that's a go. You gotta go. Cause I have friends and I'm gonna go hang out with them.
Felt smothered. So I was like, nah, you gotta do something on your own. Like,
you gotta let me see you out and about, right? Letting other girls catch your eye, like you catching other girls' eye, they catching yours, and I'd be like, hold up, that one mine. Chill out, sweetie, chill out.
Yeah, and then, you know, I'm gonna continue to live my life. When I still go do what I need to do, it's an issue.
It depends on who you date. I've dated dudes that were jealous and I've dated dudes that weren't. Because if a person, trust comes with the relationship. Right. So like, anytime you get upset that a person's leaving your presence at all, you have trust issues. Like, that's something you need to deal with before getting in a relationship at all.
Right.
But if, like, you deal with someone who doesn't have trust issues and they're not, you know, easily triggered through jealousy, mm-hmm. then it can be dope. But if he cheat, then it's a whole nother ball game. Like, it's like a whole nother thing.
Another topic, cheating. Is that a non-negotiable for you?
Cheating?
Yeah.
Yeah, before I cheated once in my life, but like, I know now cheating is a choice. Before, I used to have like this strong opinion about it, and I've never cheated. So like, I used to be like, oh no, cheating is just definitely wrong. I think it's definitely a gray area, but I know it's a choice.
Did you feel bad when you
cheated? No, I didn't feel bad because he knew.
Then did you cheat?
That's what a lot of people say. It's a debate, but technically, legally, I did cheat.
Okay, gotcha. I have never cheated, but I attempted and I got caught. And thanks to my Apple Watch that I never wanted, finally got one. And
he had your location on it.
No, this nigga went through my watch.
He went through your watch.
Yeah, and I didn't even know he had the password.
That is a breach.
Exactly. And
no,
that's when I knew.
You don't do that. That's privacy.
I left it home and he was at my house and which I should have kept the conversation in Snapchat. I don't know why we took it to text. I would have never got caught. But he went through it.
So wait, you're thinking of ways to be more sneaky?
I mean, at the time when I was attempting to cheat, obviously I don't know how I got caught.
I'm sorry, I'm not good at being sneaky. So you're going to find out, because I'm going to just do it in your face. I'm like, well, I told you to go. You remember? And you said you wanted to stay. So I'm going to just go over to my friend's house and you have a nice day.
In that moment, I related to a man. And let me explain. You know how you see these stories when men are like, well, you wasn't doing this. I wasn't happy. Which they should have expressed it. I get it. But that was me. I wasn't happy in my relationship. So that's why I started looking outward.
You ain't express it?
I did, but nothing changed. You know,
so you should have just told him.
I took matters into my own
hand. Yeah, and you should have told him when you took matters into your own hand. I'm like I told you off mic, mm-hmm. I said I'm really hot or cold, good or bad, mm-hmm. you know, honest or just, you know, distance. I'm never gonna just like lie to you. Like, that ain't, I'm not good at it. Cause I start laughing or I start looking away. Like, my friends and my close family know when I'm lying.
Yeah.
Cause they be like, Leah, look at me. I'd be like, what? I'd be like, man, I'm just saying. And they'd be like, see, you doing all that. I know you lying. So just tell me what happened. Well, so I'm not good at lying. So when me and my ex was going through it, I did it in his face. Cause I told him, I said, you can go do you. And I'm gonna do me. Yeah.
When this
relationship was over, you know.
I offered him to go to another female. He was like, no, why would I do that? So I offered him to kind of.
That should have been a clear sign.
But that's my fault, though, because I kept trying to spare his feelings.
No. It's not your fault. If you tell someone to go do them and they don't go do them, mm-hmm. that's not your fault. Like, women, we often take, you know, the blame for stuff.
Right.
But if that was a man, he'd be like, well, I told her to go do her. She didn't want to stay. Like, it would have been. And all his bros would have been like, yeah, you told her. Like, so why are you getting mad and blaming yourself for that? I wouldn't blame myself. I'd be like, well, she told him. So me, if a dude sitting across the table from me telling me, oh, go be with somebody else. Mm-hmm. Go do you with somebody else. Most of the time, that's because they're doing them with someone else. So just leave them alone.
Projecting. Gotcha.
Just leave them alone.
Yeah, so clearly I don't know how to cheat.
Oh, I don't know how to cheat either. I just do it.
I don't know how to be sneaky either. So.
I'm not good at being sneaky.
Yeah.
It's nothing good come out of being sneaky.
Yeah.
So.
I agree.
Yeah, nothing good comes from that. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to know if you are the type of person you like to shoot your shot. Have you shot your shot in the past? Did it end badly? How did it work out? Let us know. You can find me on Alaya Kelly on Facebook, A Lady's Touch on Instagram, and I'm not going to give y'all my Snapchat, but if you kind of cute, I might.
You can find me on IG, Instagram at layslay_215. If you have any questions, comments, concerns. And we want to thank y'all for tuning in, coming to the bedroom with us.
Coming to the bedroom with us.
And having a chat. And we'll catch you later on Just Got Laid.